You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about this thing you were saying, something about 2 weeks' notice.
Let's talk about the hot new hashtag this morning, Dom. This is how we all live our lives now, from hashtag to hashtag. The latest is hashtag no 2 week notice. And this story here is saying, is this a good point or are we all just getting more bitter and selfish? Yes, no matter what the answer is to this story, we are all getting more bitter and selfish. But this is a big thing floating around TikTok this morning. The argument is they're saying employees should not give their bosses a 2 week notice when they fire you because essentially they don't give you notice when they go to fire you or when you quit. When they fire
start
you.
Start over again.
Yeah, because I flubbed it.
Don't give 2 weeks notice when you
when
quit.
When you quit, because they don't give you 2 weeks notice when they fire you. Here's the TikToker talking about it.
This new generation of workers, right, they are realizing that 2 week notices are useless because a 2 week notice is so a job can get prepared to replace you, right? It's a respect thing. However, a job can fire you at any point in time. Why would you respect a company who doesn't even see you as a person, they just see you as a replaceable asset.
Dang, harsh, bro.
Well, because you are a replaceable asset.
That's pretty much the bottom line. I mean,
you are. I'm not trying to bring people down.
You absolutely are.
But, you know, I can't think of any businesses that when somebody, let's say, has left or died, the business shut down.
Correct. Correct.
We all are. I've been here 30 years. I leave today. Tomorrow, there'll be someone else hitting here doing the show with Jeremy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that you kind of have to, you know, sit back and think about. I mean, no matter how long you've been at your job and you're all high and mighty and all the work you've done and everything, the moment you leave, they'll fill your spot.
Yeah.
Things will continue. It's going to be fine. You're not that important. You really aren't.
We can open up the phones on this if people want to comment. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I want to say that I see both sides of the argument. I'm strongly, to me, it's an ethical thing. Give 2 weeks notice. Because, you know, this TikToker or whatever, was it TikTok?
Yeah, I think it was TikTok, yes.
TikToker is talking about how, you know, they can just fire you. Well, yes, they can.
You probably know it's coming, though, I think, right?
Well,
generally, yeah,
or
generally.
You've got it coming. I mean, if you're a crappy employee...
Right.
I mean, then, yeah, it's pretty rare, I think, for companies to be doing well financially, a worker to be a good worker, and somebody to walk in and just fire them. That doesn't happen.
No, it really doesn't.
If it does, it's rare.
And I get that if you are, the whole toxic work environment, if you are in a really bad position, a really bad place of business, whatever, I get just quitting. I get that. That's fine. I think that would probably come to play in that situation. But obviously, this is some 20-year-old TikToker who hasn't been out in the workforce for too long, and they don't understand the concept of burning bridges, too. You know, it's like you've got to be careful that you don't burn bridges because you might have to go crawling back to that company someday or somebody that works there with you, you know, as a reference or anything
or
like that. What's that?
A future employer will take a look at your resume or go back and sift through your social media to see where you posted, hey, screw these guys, I quit.
Right.
That will live with you forever. You know, I used to do hiring and firing in radio. I mean, I hired people who were on the air. You know, the disc jockeys, as some people like to call them. That was my job, hiring and firing. And I'm telling you right now, when somebody came in and applied to work at the radio station where I was the operations manager, one of the very first things I did before I listened to their tape to see what they sounded like is I looked to see how many jobs they'd had in the last, 5, 6, 7 years. And some people are really proud of the fact, in the last 7 years, I've worked at 11 places. I got a lot of experience. And my head immediately is like, so they average about, 6 months on a job?
They're job
hoppers.
So I'm
going to have to go through this again in 6 months?
Right.
Pass.
Pass. Hard pass, man.
Pass.
Yeah. So, I mean, this sounds kind of cutesy and fun and, you know, stick it to the man on the surface of this TikTok, craze. But if you really step back, this isn't good, I don't think.
Well, I don't think
it's good.
I mean,
unless you are in that bad environment.
Old fashioned, but I mean, I just don't know how ethically, if you're encouraging people to screw over companies,
I don't think I can get on board with that. I can't either. If I can.
And you made a good point. You said there are some toxic work situations, and I agree.
Right.
But you know what?
I mean, it kind of only feels good for that moment too, I would think. You know, just the heat of the moment, you walk out, boy, I showed them. But then, you know, you start getting further into your week and you're like, crap, I don't have a paycheck coming in. I don't know what I'm going to do. Now I've pissed a bunch of people off. It's going to start to sting a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, and people always like to make it this big faceless company, but they're also, you know, you talk about you're a person. Well, you're infecting other human beings as well, because all your coworkers who have to pick up your slack when you just don't give 2 weeks notice and just walk out the door.
You just burned all those bridges, you know?
Yeah, so now you've been a jerk to the people who are totally innocent. They're just workers at the company too, and nobody takes that into consideration. I think the word selfish that was used really applies here many times.
Absolutely.
Not every time, but many times. It's a very selfish
act. It's all about me and how I feel.
people have opinions. Here's Lisa. Lisa, thank you for holding. So glad you called.
Good morning.
Hello.
So what do you want to say about this?
Well, it's not like managers just walk in one day and say, you know, I just feel like firing someone today. They try to work with people to help them be comfortable in their job and do the best they can in their job. And sometimes people just don't get it, or they just don't want to make the effort. So
it's true, yeah.
I like the way you're trying to be very polite about this. Some people are just total slackers, Lisa.
So have you ever? So you've never done this?
I have never had to fire somebody. I've been fired once, but
You've never walked out of a job? I'm out of here.
I've had jobs I have not. I've enjoyed, so I've never hated a job so much where I'm like, see ya.
Later, nerds.
Yeah.
All right. Glad
you called us. Hey, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day at work, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
We had a guy walk out here maybe 10 years ago or so, and it's funny because he's now like a boss at a different radio station, which kind of cracks me up. But I always make it a point to, like, when he posts something on his social about, you know, something, I'll just make a little jab like, oh, what? Then did you walk out afterwards? Or did you leave without telling people? You know, and he immediately texts me back.
I still have a grudge against that guy because of the bind it put everyone else in.
I mean, I had to cover some of his work. And he straight up left.
Yeah, just like out the door.
And he will never live it down with me. I will make rude comments on his Facebook.
I got no respect for that.
Yeah,
you know, to try to make a point.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, you made a really good point.
Yeah.
Jerk. Meg, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, boys.
Hi, Meg.
So what's your 2 cents on this?
You know, I think you have to consider that someday, and it's different, like different careers are different, but I think you have to consider that someday when you want to get another job and you need some references, did you leave your last job well? Can you use your last boss as a reference?
So that you can really get
where you want to go.
That's exactly was my point just a few minutes ago. It's like, you know what? You're going to have to circle or back around at some point and get a reference, or even the people that you worked with, even if it's not your boss. You know, you put a bad taste in their mouth and they're going to talk bad about you. Don't do that.
Yep.
Yeah. At all.
Meg, thank you for calling
us. Meg.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
It's just the mature thing to do, isn't it? Just to bite your tongue, suck it up, and say, you know what? I'll be out of here in 2 more weeks. Give me 2 more weeks of pay, and then I'll be out of your hair.
And again, no matter how angry you are at, quote, the company,
right.
I mean, just consider the other human beings around you, because they're going to have to pick up your slack. You know, they might have stuff they got to do with their kids this afternoon, but they can't because you walked out in a huff. I mean, it is immature.
It is very immature.
I mean, it is. It's immature. And this is pissing some people off who have done this multiple times and they're mad at us.
Like, you don't know what the situation was like.
Yeah, there's always anecdotal, you know, evidence of things, you know, that have gone terribly wrong. And I'm not saying 100% of the time, you know, it's the wrong thing to do. But I'll bet 95% of the time it's the wrong thing to do.
Probably.
You know?
Probably.
I don't know. Here's Blaine. Good morning, Blaine.
Morning, boys.
Hey, boys.
What do you say?
So it's 50-50 for me. I've only left one job without giving a notice out of probably the 10 I've had in my last 35 years.
Yeah.
Why'd you walk out?
How'd you do it?
It was the atmosphere of the job. I was younger, too. I worked at a place with my father, and things just didn't work out. And I just told my dad, I said, I'm leaving.
Gone.
He said, okay, no big deal. It was construction, but and I've been in construction the majority of my life. So, but other than that, you know, you want to, if you have, usually when you're looking for a job, you're wanting something a little bit better, but you always need something to fall back on.
That's right.
Yeah.
You take that time to find a job first, so you never leave yourself without money.
Yeah.
I've been laid off once and got a, you know, I think I got either 2 weeks or 4 weeks severance pay.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you and your dad made up, though.
it wasn't his company.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
Yeah, he's
like, it's not my company. Get the hell out of here.
he left shortly after anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Runs in the family, huh?
Oh, Blaine, I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Okay?
See you, buddy.
Well, he gave his 2 weeks notice, and then eventually he even went back working for him. So,
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's known them ever since he was in high school.
Yeah. All right. Oh, listen, all right. Blaine, we got to run. Thank you.
Bye, Blaine.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this. You know, it's funny because I've only really been fired once in my radio career. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those, I hate to do the old, when one door closes, I don't want to be that guy. But
that's truly what happened, right?
But when I got fired from that job, Mix 100 called and said, would you like to come do mornings, do the morning
and
show from us?
And here you are. Look at that.
And so if they had not fired me at that other radio station, I never would have had this gig.
It's crazy to think about how all that works, right?
Yeah, it's the whole Gwyneth Paltrow sliding doors movie. You know, it's like, what happens, you know, if you take this path or if you take this path?
When I got fired from a job at the gym I was working at, I got a job at Borders and with a mutual friend who introduced me to Knick Knack. And that's how I met my wife. So if I hadn't been fired from the gym.
See?
Dang.